Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Pitch and a fly ball. Deep left field. Lyles back. Track. Bye-bye baseball.
You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
Lane Grindle. Lane, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Enjoying an off day.
I know. You deserve it. Oh, my goodness. How about this Saturday? Jacob Mizorowski, that dominant performance against the Pirates. Did he pitch six innings?
Yeah, Miz got through six. You know, I have to go back and look at box scores to remember some of this stuff. But, yeah he got through six on Saturday. And, got to 102.7 on the radar gun. So Miz has come out of the gate strong. He's pitched really well so far this year.
Yeah, in the first inning. 102.7. That was crazy.
Yeah, he was fired up. Those were his fastest pitches of the year, and I think they were actually the fastest pitches for a starting pitcher this year as well. I think only Mason Miller's thrown a pitch harder than that in the big leagues. So pretty impressive stuff. You know, Miz is he has, I think, taken a step forward so far in 2026, and I think there's more. Which is what the scary thing is. Like, there's probably even more levels to this for Jacob Mizorowski.
Oh, I'm glad. And, you know, John was a little hard on him when they were going past. We were talking to Dominic Cotroneo about this. Like, I think he went past, like, 92 pitches, and usually they let him out. And Murph was letting him, you know, throw a few more, and it got a little messy. But did he throw 95? Yes, I think he did, but did he do better is what I'm trying to get to?
I don't remember how many pitches he ended up throwing on Saturday. I don't have that in front of me. So,
I'm not sure.
She's making you work on your
I'm
off
so
day,
sorry,
Lane. What's up with that?
I'm sorry, Lane.
I don't have the box score in front of me. So, they did push him out there a little bit on Saturday. A little bit beyond probably where they have in the past. And he competed through that sixth inning. Murph even talked about it, like how impressed he was at the way he competed through that final inning, because that's kind of part of the whole process of becoming a complete pitcher. He threw 91, by the way, on Saturday against Pittsburgh.
Okay, so do you know why I love the Miz so much?
Great.
Why I know these things?
Yeah,
because his father has Parkinson's disease, and my husband has Parkinson's disease. So yep. I met him and his now fiance and his mom and his dad. So I grew close with his mom. We're little email pals. So that's the only reason why I would ever know anything more than Lane. Ever in any realm of baseball.
Julia, we're impressed. Well, absolutely.
Well, Lane, we all remember the campaign Chicks Dig the Long Ball. I think with Julia, we need to bring that back. Julia really is infatuated with velo. She loves velocity.
Yeah. Well,
she loves when a pitcher throws over 100. That is just like the coolest thing for her.
It really is. It's true.
It's become a huge part of the game, right? I mean, everybody is really into velo right now because we have guys that are doing historical stuff. Miz,
yeah.
Mason Miller, and they're not the only ones. You know, I mean, Aroldis Chapman's been around and he's been doing this for a long time, but it is not that uncommon for guys to hit triple digits now when it used to be breaking news when that would happen. It's really been pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Lane, the Brewers, I mean, the one thing we know through 27 games is the fact that they're a team of streaks, but the good thing is after a bad streak, they come back with a good streak. Earlier this year, they lost six straight games, came back, won four straight. They lost four straight before yesterday's win. Is it possible that the streak and history repeats itself where they can go on a run against the Diamondbacks, who will be in town tomorrow night to start a three-game series?
Well, you sure hope so. And the Diamondbacks have some interesting pieces right now. I mean, they're 15-12, and Ildemar Vargas is, you know, kind of a journeyman 34-year-old infielder, and he's having this historical start to the year where he's got a 20-plus game hitting streak, and I think he's hitting 367 right now, which is, you know, you might not have expected that from Ildemar Vargas.
at this stage in the year. But the Diamondbacks will be a challenge for the Brewers. But I think the thing that gives the Brewers a shot right now, Telly, is the starting pitching. And this isn't a shock to anybody. You know, they have figured out a way to kind of get everybody right in that rotation. You know, Sproat's been really good the last two times he's taken the ball. Chad Patrick's had a great start to the year. Kyle Harrison was phenomenal yesterday as he was dominant against the Pirates. And Woody's been Woody, and we've obviously talked about Miz and what he's been able to do. So and Quinn Priester's on his way back. But when you have a rotation that is performing the way the Brewers rotation is performing, you got to shop most nights. Now, they're shorthanded from a position player standpoint. I think we all understand that. And so the offense is going to come and go at times, I think, until they get everybody healthy. They have a specific way they kind of have to play offensive baseball right now, and they've been able to do it and keep their head above water. But, yeah, you hope, Telly, they can get on a run here. And I think they can. And I think they're getting close to getting guys back, too. And I think that'll just naturally provide a lift when a Churio comes back and when an Andrew Vaughn comes back, too.
Yeah, and they have to start playing some good baseball, even though they are a game over 500. They are currently in last place, but the Central is the only division in baseball that has every team over 500. So I know the Brewers will be fine. He is Brewers Radio Network play-by-play man, Lane Grindle. Lane, thank you so much, and enjoy the few remaining hours of your off day, because we know you probably won't have another off day for the next 16, 18 days.
yeah, no problem at all. Tell you, Julia, appreciate it so much. Thank you again.
Thank you.